This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States faces a debt deadline next week, setting off another political fight in Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The government's legal authority to borrow money for paying America's debts expires July 31st. If the debt ceiling's not raised by then, there could be a federal default, which has never happened. But Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Republicans will vote against raising the debt limit.
I was hoping that wouldn't be the case.
President Biden notes Republicans extended the government's borrowing authority several times under Donald Trump. It's not unusual for the party that doesn't hold the White House to use the debt ceiling as budget leverage. And this fight comes as the parties battle over the president's giant proposals for boosting spending and taxes on the wealthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration plans to announce U.S. sanctions Thursday against several Cuban officials over their role in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month, a person familiar with the matter said. The sanctions are expected to be imposed on security force officials accused of human rights abuses against activists who took part in the biggest protest of their kind in decades in the communist-ruled island. This is what a source told Reuters. At least 20 civilians have been killed and tens of thousands forced from their homes in heavy fighting between rebels and pro-government forces in Ethiopia's Afar region, which borders war-hit Tigray, an official told AFP Thursday. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray last November to oust the region's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, but fighting has dragged on, killing thousands of people and plunging hundreds of thousands into famine. This is VOA News.